Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. Real people, real life, real insight. We bridge gaps through unscripted conversation, improvising, adapting, and overcoming life's obstacles. There is life outside of the box. Take a chance on you today. Enjoy the show.
Your Mazel Tov and all that good stuff, man. It's for all my folks who got legal jobs. You beat the odds, you feel me?
We ain't supposed to be here, never thought we'd see it. Now we live in proof, tell the world to believe it. Congratulations, thank God we made it. They told us we was nothing, now I know they hate it.
Supposed to be nothing but a dope dealer, but a hope killer. Supposed to brag on the guns and the coke kilos, dropping mollies in a coke zero. Ashamed of my education, that I'm finally off probation, that I quit smoking, got a wife and kids, and I'm a real father, no faking. See, I'm a black man who beat them. Supposed to be locked up with no job. Never should have went to college or learned who God is. You add it up, it's all odd. See, I never knew my pop. I've been abused, ran from the cops. I went to school, high on them crops. Wasn't a thug, never been shot. Running from God, man, turning my back. Never would have made it, Marvin said. But he opened up my eyes and I can't look back. Why they look surprised, I just tipped my cap. Yeah, he did it, yeah. He did it, yeah. He changed me and I'm with it. He made me what I'm supposed to be. You get close to me, you might get it, yeah.
We ain't supposed to be here. Never thought we'd see it. Now we live in proof, tell the world.
I'm supposed to be dead in jail right now.
Congratulations.
But instead I'm sharing my
thank
gift
God
with the world.
They thought it's me, but nothing now I know they
turn
hate
up.
Working her way through college.
All right, all right. Welcome, 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 everybody, to The Grind. I love that song, man. I love that song. Look, this is indeed the realest radio show ever, guys. The realest show ever, guys. Unscripted conversation. Guys, we absolutely have a blast on this show. Thank each and every one of you for chiming in, tuning in this morning to The Grind. Guys, we're going to have fun this morning. We're going to have fun. I'm actually on my second cup of coffee. Just had my pro shot, and I got my Latin style in the cup, so I'm good to go. So guys, I want to really jump right into this because we got a lot to cover, and I got two amazing guests on the line this morning that I really want to give as much time as I can to really give you guys some insight on what they've been doing and how they've been doing it and some of the stuff that they've been through, the good and the bad, you know, because we grow from both, right? You know, we don't leave anything out. But, you know, I want to definitely say, again, you know, thank you guys. As I always say, it's very, very sunny here, you know, in South Florida in the studio. So, you know, I'm happy. I'm absolutely ecstatic about what God is doing in my life, what God is doing in my family's life. And I hope you're excited about what God is doing in your life as well. So let's jump right into this thing, guys, because I want all my entrepreneurs on the line right now. Go ahead and send this out to somebody that you know that is a grinding entrepreneur. Send them the number to this show. Tell them to call in to 657-383-1291 and tell them, you know what, you're probably going to be blessed by something that's said on this show this morning. And we want to definitely be able to bridge some gaps and help some people move from level to level with the full understanding, guys, that it is a process. You can't skip from point A to point Z. You have to hit every one of those spots in between. And we definitely want to talk about the entrepreneur's life this morning and what really makes them tick. You know, I myself, I'm an entrepreneur. I know what makes me tick, but I brought a couple guests on the line because, you know, I want you guys to hear it from them and get some confirmation, you know, on exactly what makes them tick? What do they go through? What gets them up in the morning? What drives them, you know, and how were they, how far are they in their journey now and what they really go through? So guys, go ahead and make those last minute text messages out to everybody and get them on this call. They're not going to want to miss it. Don't be selfish. Somebody is going to be blessed by something that is said on this show this morning. I promise you. I promise you that. You guys are going to get my insight on what I feel the entrepreneurial life is and what the actual nucleus of it is and how it should be governed and the principles of it and all of that good stuff. So let's jump right into this thing. I want to go ahead and introduce my first guest this morning. You know, this young lady, I've been watching her for a while now. I know how she started out. I was there. I seen her when she was, you know, when the motivation wasn't as high as it is right now. I seen her all of a sudden pop out a book and become a best-selling author. And I think she may even be working on another book. I've seen her jet set and travel, you know, around the world and to motivate other people with her book called You Deserve to Win. So I want to go ahead and bring to the line. Let me make sure I got the right line queued up here. I want to go ahead and bring to the line Miss Sabrina Wright. Sabrina, have you joined us on the grind this morning?
Yes, I am, Coach Nate. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, superstar. How are you this morning?
I'm doing awesome and amazing. How are you?
About the same, awesome and amazing. So, look, I want to get right into this thing because, you know, we want to be as transparent as we can on the grind because, you know, transparency definitely is all about, it breeds growth, and transparency is going to help somebody in their struggle this morning. And that's what this thing is all about. You know, success is only, you know, successful when you help somebody else become successful. Something that you say on the show this morning is going to bless somebody. So we want to definitely be as transparent as possible. So, you know, I know I see your new book. I think you just hit your anniversary for it. You Deserve to Win. And you know, I know that book, I've read it. I've been through I think it's 31 or 30, I think it's 30 or 31 days of motivation. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's 31 days of powerful affirmation.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, about Sabrina. What made you get to the point where you said, you know what, I'm gonna write this book. What was your aha moment? When did that happen for you?
Well, first of all, Coach, I want to say thank you so much for even just having me on this call today and just believing in me and also just inspiring in me and pouring in me. You and your wonderful and awesome, amazing wife, Miss Pam McCray. Actually, you guys just helped tap into what was inside of me and just by your quote, created for greatness. And so because I was connected to you guys and started the company Total Life Changes, I was in a place where I really wasn't confident in myself. And so I began to just start writing some things down that was going to help motivate me, get up on a Wake Up for Win calls and just, you know, speaking those affirmations. They actually worked for me. And so when I seen that they worked for me by speaking those things, then I decided to, you know, pour into other people and do the same things you guys did for me to help other people. So I decided to actually write a book about affirmations.
Well, and again, you're welcome, Sabrina. As I said, success is not success unless you're helping somebody else, you know, get there. The road and the actual position up top is very lonely unless you take some people with you. So, you know, Pam and I were definitely glad that we were able to inspire something in you that clicked and gave you that aha moment, you know, and you started this book and you were diligent about writing a book. But, you know, what are some of the things you went through, you know, at the adversities in terms of when you were just before you started to write the book? I mean, what were the voices in your head really saying?
That I couldn't do it, that I wasn't good enough. I had these little chit chatter in my head saying that no one's going to believe in you, look where you came from. Like, no one is going to listen to you. And so those are the things that were in my head prior to me writing the book. And so when I start believing in myself, first of all, start reading my Bible more, and then, of course, being connected to you guys and you all speaking those affirmations and just pouring those positive things into me, I began to open my mouth and start speaking those same things over my life. And slowly but surely, my life began to transform. And so I got extremely excited about it and said, you know what, if this worked for me, and I know a lot of people are not moving forward in their dreams and goals because they probably heard the same chitter-chatter that I had in my head. And so if I could just write this book and to be able to for it to reach the masses, then people would really begin to believe in themselves and start those businesses that they want to start and, you know, go back to school or whatever that dream and goal that they want to do. A lot of time it's that you're yourself, the voices in your head that are keeping you from moving forward. And so when I began to start speaking those things over my own life and they worked, I said, oh, my God, I got to do this for other people because I know everybody else are hearing those same voices. Look at your past. No one is going to listen to you. You know, you're not perfect. You know, just you're not good enough. Just all those things in my head kept me from actually moving forward in my business.
Wow. Wow. And we know you have, you actually have a business with the company that Pam and I are also affiliated with, Total Life Changes, right?
Absolutely. And actually that helped contribute to me writing my book. When I got up to Total Life Changes, I was just moving back from California, going through a separation at the time. I wanted to divorce my husband, and I just didn't believe in myself. I came back to Atlanta, didn't have nothing, so I found Coach Pam on Instagram, contacted her. Her and I began to talk, and so I became a part of the company. And once again, I got on those calls, listening to you guys, and I began to believe in myself again. And so as I began to believe in myself again, Total Life Changes enabled me to become a director of the company. I began to earn about $1,200, $1,300 a week with the company, and then that allowed me to actually publish my book. And so I got excited just for being connected to you guys and you guys pointing to me. I knew I had to help other people do the same thing.
Wow. Wow. So things weren't perfect, but you still got started. It wasn't that perfect moment, right?
Absolutely. It wasn't perfect. Like I said, you guys really, really helped me start believing in myself again. And so through the fear, through the chit-chatter, I just began to just get started, just get it done, just move forward and just move towards the fear. And as I began to move towards that fear, I no longer have it now. Now, you probably see me doing videos now.
Right,
I opened up another business, a tow truck. I have a moving company now, a transportation company now. You just helped me do those things again when I was in a place where I felt like I couldn't do it anymore.
Wow. Wow. And that is awesome. You know, and you know, we were just a spark. I mean, you were the fire. We were just a spark. And the perpetual fire is inside of you. I mean, I see you doing big things, you know, Sabrina. And, you know, it's great to see when, you know, some things get sparked and that spark turns into the fire that's basically is basically devouring all of the fear. I mean, you're punching fear in the face right now, and you're doing some amazing things. So how did you feel at that moment when you wrote your book and you went to your first book signing? How did you feel when someone came up to you and said, you know, that you changed their life?
Oh, my God. I just began to cry because that's all I wanted to do, is to have someone else believe in themselves again, because I just knew how powerful that was. Life, a lot of times life kicks us down and we stop believing, we stop becoming hopeful. And so all you need is that one person to say you are created for greatness. You deserve to win. And for somebody just to believe in you, to give you that push. And so for somebody to say, Sabrina, I look at your videos in the morning, I'll watch you, your growth. I've seen how you came from Nepal and said now you own several businesses and you've become a part of something bigger than yourself. And so to hear people say that and say, you know, when I see you, it makes me feel like I can do it. And so that, to me, that's just so powerful. I truly believe that is why God put us here on this earth, to help other people stay hopeful and believe again, because that's exactly what he did. And so you guys were the example to me, for me to pick myself back up. And so you and Miss Pam made me feel so good about myself. I knew I had to do it for other people. And so just to hear people say, because of you, I believe again. Because of you, I started my business. Because of you, I got into a company. It just makes me feel good, because I really truly believe that that's my purpose. And when you're on purpose, is no greater feeling than being on purpose.
Wow. I'm about to cry, and I absolutely know that my wife is listening, so she's probably about to cry. So, I mean, it's always the same thing with everybody, you know, because anytime you can inspire somebody to do anything, and you know what this feels like, anytime you can inspire somebody to do something, you know, it's always the epitome of for the people that's their purpose, to be an inspiration. You know, it's always very, very gratifying, and it's even more gratifying to see the person actually grabbing on to the principles and actually moving forward. And so, you know, it's safe to say that, you know, the game didn't change, just the players. You know, I believe that a lot of people don't understand, you know, that, you know, this thing is the same. Your entrepreneurship is the same. It's the same grind. You know, you're going to run into the same adversity. You just have to change and become the person that you need to be in order to fulfill your purpose, right?
Absolutely, Coach. And once again, I've always been a brick-and-mortar girl since I was, like, 17, 18 years old. I've had a hair salon, tax office, but I never felt – you know, it was all about me. It was all about Sabrina building this business, Sabrina, you know, making money for her and her family. It was never about anyone else. And when I found you guys, and you are so adamant about pointing to other people and actually seeing the growth of other people, it made me feel like I needed to do the same thing. I need to make an impact on the world. And it shouldn't just be about Sabrina and her family. It should be about other people and their families. And so when you do that, I found a shift that took place, and now I'm beginning to see more prosperity, more wealth, more people growing because they're attached to me. And that's more powerful than just money, tangible money in itself.
Wow. That just sounds like, you know, practicing the principles and participating in the promise. You know, it's just the foundational stuff that we do, the small things, you know, because greatness is a lot of small things done well. When you keep your nose down and your blinders on, and you keep pushing forward, you know, and you know that, you know, you've already punched fear in the face, it's been defeated, so there's nothing that can stop you, you know. And then you come on and you give a level, you know, of transparency. And I heard you say, you know, from the pole. So, you know, so you were an ex-stripper. Here you are now. You've written your own book, you know, and now you've started. Now you are probably two or three more businesses. You allow your entrepreneurial spirit to basically kick in, and you didn't worry about anything, you know, in the past. You just moved forward. You know, we always say on this show, you know, keep looking forward, keep pushing forward, because there's absolutely nothing behind you worth seeing. So, you know, Sabrina, I just want to say that I am super proud of you. Pam and I both are super proud of you. You know, it's an honor to have you chime in on this show and bless somebody with your story, your transparency. And I know this is just a fraction of it. There's so much more that needs to come out. And maybe we'll have you back, you know, at another time as a part of a panel, you know, to really help people, you know, in a larger setting, you know, as well. But, you know, for now, again, you know, thank you. But go ahead and let everybody know how they can get in contact with you and how they can get a copy, you know, of your book, You Deserve to Win.
Absolutely. You can go to my website, SabrinaWright.net, guys, and you can find me on Facebook, Sabrina Wright. You can find me on Instagram, _SabrinaWright. You can find me on YouTube at Sabrina Wright, guys. Yes, really just start, get that book and really start speaking those affirmations over yourself and just any positive things over yourself, period. Stay connected to Coach Pam and Nate and anybody that's going to help motivate you and allow you to center their shoulders to push you to that next level, because it's truly amazing who you're walking with. It's truly your next level in life. And so you want to start speaking those things into existence so you can make yourself go towards that dream, go towards that goal, and become the woman and man of God that you were birthed to be.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it right there, Sabrina Wright. And Sabrina, if you can hang on the line with us, you know, as well. I may have a question for you a little later, but hang on the line with us if you can.
Absolutely, I'm here.
Awesome, awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it right there. Go ahead and grab Sabrina's book. I promise you, you will definitely be blessed. Those affirmations, you know, the same affirmations that she speaks every day, you know, to move herself and to propel her businesses to the next level. So thank you so much, Sabrina. So, you know, guys, let's move right along, and I want to bring my next guest to the line. You know, and you know, this young lady is no stranger to, you know, to the public eye. She has, you know, a lot of connections, you know, right here, you know, in Miami, Florida, and the surrounding areas. And, you know, I got to tell you, it just blesses my heart, you know, to see this young lady actually, you know, start to really blossom and come out, you know, of her shell. Because, you know, in the very beginning, I didn't know what was going to happen, you know, with this young lady. And you know, as time went on, she kept saying, you know what, in it to win it, coach. I'm in it to win it. I'm here. I can't be deterred. I want this. And because I want it, I'm going to get it. And we saw her transform herself mentally, spiritually, and physically. You know, so I want to bring, you know, my next guest to the line, the amazing Ms. Gwendolyn Bennett. Ms. Bennett, are you on the grind with us this morning?
Yes, I am, Coach. Thank you so much. Yes, I am.
Awesome, awesome. Well, look, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule, you know, to jump on the grind with us. You know, it's an absolute honor and a pleasure to have you. You know, you're a consummate entrepreneur yourself. You know, we call you, you know, we do call you the jack of trades and the master of many, because you have so many things going on and your hand is in everything, and you find a way to juggle it all, which is really the epitome, you know, of an entrepreneur. You know, so Gwen, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, what's going on in Gwen's life right now from the perspective of, you know, how you feel about being an entrepreneur right now at this moment in your life.
Well, Coach, I'm going to tell you, you said it's unscripted, and you know sometimes some things can fly out of my mouth, but just, you know, just hold on with me. But, you know, just being an entrepreneur, being an entrepreneur from a very long time, you know, I just had to get it. I mean, I was dropped off here in Miami, Florida back in 1989 over at Florida Memorial University, and I just had to do what I needed to do. And when my girlfriends were getting the grades and pledging and doing all these things, I was on something else. So it just didn't quite pan out that way. But I knew that I had to make a way to be successful. I knew I had to do some things that was, you know, not great in my mom's eyes and family eyes to make things happen. But I had to eat. You know, I had to do what I needed to do. End up, you know, having a baby, and guess what? Now it's a two-piece snack, and I need to make sure it happened. So, you know, when those things happened, I just knew that I had to be successful. I knew I had a little girl looking at me, looking up at me, saying, "Mom, you know, what we're gonna do?" You know, and she really didn't feel anything that I was doing to move. I mean, you know, I went from selling snow cones to letting people do some things in my house so that they can be successful. And it was what it was, you know, back then. It was what it was. And I knew that I had to put some things in place in order to move forward. And I just had to have the passion. And when I said, Gwen, when you can take some of those hustler ways and make it a better way for other people, then you begin to flourish. And I just, you know, began to look at a need in certain areas. You know, I had a gentleman back in the day. He was like, "Gwen, you have a lovely voice. You know what? I need a telemarketer." And that was my breakthrough, you know, getting into the mortgage industry, being a telemarketer, talking to people and persuading them into becoming, you know, homeowners and persuading people into refinancing their house and things like that. And that's how it went from there. You know, the gift of gab began to come on. And I was just just excited about that. And once I start to do that, things start to begin to pick up for me. So I was like, you know what, Gwen, you're helping everybody else build their dreams. What are you going to do for you? What's going to happen to you? You know, and I did
you're a single mom, right? You were a single mom at the time, all right? So so essentially, you know, your back was against the wall, and I know there are some people on this line that can that are listening to the show right now that can definitely identify with that, you know. And when I hear you talk, you know, what I hear is I hear struggle, but what really resonates with me is that, you know, you ask yourself, you say, what's my best pitch? What's my strong suit? You know, so you took your best pitch, and you started to perfect that best pitch. Your best pitch was you know, I'm a hustler, I hustle. So you took that and you perfected it, and you kind of transferred those skills, you know, into entrepreneurship. You know, and as your daughter was watching you, you know, transfer into that and all of that. Now I know your daughter. How old is your daughter now?
23.
And your son is
right.
How old?
Yeah. I have a 9-year-old.
So you have a 9-year-old. So you have you have two kids now. And how did your daughter feel about you then? And how does she feel about you now, seeing where you've come from and where you are now?
You know, Coach Nate, it kind of is pretty much on the same level because, you know, growing up, your parents didn't show you the struggle. You didn't see any of those things, so life was good. So in actuality, she didn't see any of the behind the scenes. So mommy was still mommy all the time. You know, so I kind of shielded her and, you know, put the blinder on her so that she didn't see some of the extra things that were going on. You know, she didn't understand why we were changing cars when they were being repossessed. She didn't understand that, you know, we just moving into a newer house, a bigger house, because of, you know, the foreclosure or, you know, mommy couldn't make the rent or things like that. So these things happened, and she didn't understand. She still had Barbie. She still had her little lip gloss. She still had a little purse. She still had all those things because she still needed to know that there was an opportunity to win at all times. So she, the level's still the same. Mommy's still mommy, you know?
Right.
I think she's probably.
Yeah, I most definitely. I know she is. I mean, definitely. I know I just saw you go pick her up down at FAMU, and you guys, you know, are now doing business together. So, man, that is just awesome. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, repossessions, foreclosure. I mean, that's the plight of a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, that are going through right now. They have to go through it to get through it. You know, you have to grow through it, you know, in order to really to go through it and get through it. So I get that. But the repossessions and the foreclosures and the you shielding, you know, your daughter from, you know, all of the stuff that happened, you know, it's kind of like, you know, what most people try to do with their kids. I know that Pam and I did the same thing with our kids. Our kids would have never known, you know, that we were in bankruptcy and had cars repossessed and, you know, and couldn't pay, you know, the mortgage and all that. They would have never known. So we tend to shield, you know, our children. But, you know, one of the reasons why we have to shield our kids is because, you know, and let's just be, you know, 100% honest about it, a lot of the decisions that we make are just not the best decisions for longevity, you know. So from thinking about what the entrepreneur is and what the entrepreneur stands for, you know, time freedom, financial freedom, you know, if you could turn back the hands of time and really do things a little different in terms of, I'm not talking about your kids, I mean, from just entrepreneurial mindset. What advice would you give the struggling entrepreneur right now that's saying, you know what, I don't have enough money to really start a business, or I don't have enough money to really keep a business going, or I got too many bills and too many expenses, what advice would you give that struggling entrepreneur to move forward in their purpose?
It will start with a passion and a need. You know, a passion and a need will fuel whatever you need. You got to connect yourself with the proper people. You know, when I did have lots of money, I did not connect myself with the proper people. And that means a financial planner, always, always have a financial planner, always, always have an attorney that's a friend, always have an accountant that's a friend, and someone that's going to help you and guide you with your funds. I mean, just starting out, you want to find a need, okay? When you find a need in whatever it is, if it's hot as hell outside and somebody need a glass of ice, you need to get yourself some frozen water and get them a glass. You got to find a need.
Absolutely.
When you find that need for somebody, then that's going to be it. I mean, then you take whatever,
supply to demand, right?
Whatever you can. The supply and demand, most definitely, most definitely. And then there's one or two people that believe in you. They're going to let you borrow that money. They're going to let you get it from you. You're going to talk to them because they believe in you. And if you can find one or two people that believe in you, trust me, you're on your way. And then they're going to probably help you find.
Run with them, huh?
Yes, you definitely got to do that. And you got to seize the opportunity. You know, a lot of times people are ashamed that, you know, these opportunities are coming to them. The opportunities come in all shapes and sizes. The big opportunity is not boom, lightning, striking. It could be something so small with somebody dropping something small in your spirit, and you've already been thinking about it and dreaming about it. You got to take those opportunities. You got to never be ashamed of the opportunity that's given to you. You know, you always want to maximize the moment, because guess what? With that glass of ice, Gwen's going to add water. Gwen's going to add a little sign on the side of the cup that say, just for you. I'm going to maximize the moment so that I can make that person feel super great in order to move forward, because they're going to tell somebody about you. That person made me feel great. That person put just for me on the side of the cup. I was thirsty. I was hot. So you maximize the moment that you have, you know, that give them the wow factor. Give them the over-the-top factor, the top notch. Give them all of you, you know.
Exactly.
And that's what I try to do when I contact people. I try to give them all
and
of
I see
me.
You went to, and I see you, and you know, it sounds like, you know, I hear a lot of passion. I hear a lot of fire in your voice, and, you know, you know exactly where, you know, you came from, and I know over here at Total Life Changes, you know, you hit the rank of executive director. You know, that's no small task, but, you know, you buckled down and you got it done. You know, what was your greatest sacrifice when you were trying to get that, accomplish that financial goal?
Myself. Honestly, I had to move myself completely out of the way. I had to not dwell in self-doubt that it couldn't be done. And I didn't allow distractions. And people say that, you know, you don't allow distractions. Guess what? You're the distraction. When you allow somebody to be a distraction in your life, that's you being your own distraction, because you want to take yourself off target on something you think you can't do.
Absolutely.
You know, I had to move that self-doubt away from me to say, you know what, it could be done. So it was all about myself. I had to move. I had sacrificed myself for others.
Right.
Because I can see the passion in others in their eyes that they want to get it. That guess what? They were
now
the single mom.
Now it's time for you to put the oxygen mask on yourself and actually start to do something for yourself so you could actually help, you know, other people. And I know for a fact that it was a monetary sacrifice as well. A lot of times, you know, entrepreneurs will say, I don't have the money, you know, to do this or to do that. And a lot of times the money's right there. And you're hearing this from, you know, somebody that, you know, and me and Pam can definitely attest to the fact that you try to find money in the couches, you know, on the floorboards of your car. You're happy when you find a dollar under the mat, you know, or stuff down in the couch, you know, but the reality is we're just bad stewards over what we have typically. And if we try to trim the fat and make a short-term sacrifice for that long-term gain financially, then as an entrepreneur, you're going to see your business, you know, move to another level. Yeah, it's going to be a struggle at first. It's going to be a struggle, you know, no challenge, no growth. But as you're in that struggle, you have to realize that, you know, it took me a while to get here. So, you know, I want to minimize the time that it takes me to dig out, right? So you put your head down and you made the sacrifice of self. You made the sacrifice of money and you got it done. You know, Gwen, I'm going to tell you, you know, it's an understatement when I say that we're super proud of you, you know, and what you've accomplished, the person that you've transformed, you know, yourself into. You have completely, you know, embodied the entrepreneur mind, body and soul. I mean, your mentality is there. You have the spirit of an entrepreneur, you know, and you definitely have the drive and the activity of an entrepreneur. So just keep building on that, you know. And I know somebody was blessed by something that you said on this show this morning, you know. So, you know, I know some people are going to want to get in contact with you. So, you know, if you would go ahead and let people know how they can get in contact with you after the show.
Definitely. You can find me on Facebook, Gwendolyn Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, on Facebook. And I'm also on Instagram, Gwendolyn_305. And you can reach out to me in those areas. And Coach Nate, I wanted to say one more thing. I wanted to leave mm-hmm. this with a couple people. Excellence is not a skill. It's an attitude. And you got to definitely mm-hmm. walk around with the spirit of excellence as your attitude in order to get a lot of things accomplished.
Absolutely. That's a great quote, Gwen. And it's not just the cliche that people say just to sound profound. It's an actually mm-hmm. cliche worth applying to your life. And I know you've applied it to your life, Gwen. And you know, it's one thing to say it, but it's a whole nother thing when you say it and you do it. So, and we see you doing that. So again, congratulations, Gwen. And thank you for being on the ground. Hang on the line with me if you would. And okay. You know, we're going to cover some more things because, you know, guys, you know, you've heard from, you know, Gwendolyn Bennett, you've heard from Sabrina Wright, you know, two entrepreneurs that, you know, they had some adversity, they had some struggles, but that didn't stop them from achieving, you know, their goals. And they're still, you know, they're still perpetuating themselves forward. You know, as I said, everybody looks for that spark, you know, where are you in your journey for freedom? Because as an entrepreneur, everybody wants it, but you know, but you ask yourself, how do I get there? But we realize that our journey is a part of our destiny, right? but we don't always control every aspect of how we get there. You just heard, you know, the lady say that they couldn't control everything, but they just kept pushing forward. So I want to, you know, give you guys a term, and I want to tell you that hitchhiking is definitely legal. What you heard these two young ladies do was they hitchhiked. You know, you attach yourselves, they attach themselves to certain people or things guys do in their journey, you know, and sometimes, you know, doing that journey, the problem that we have is some of us, you know, forget to when to get off. We don't realize when we're supposed to get off on that journey or that leg of the trip, you know. So you heard them talk about connection and connecting. You know, it's like catching a flight or you're taking a trip, you know, in a car. If you miss your connecting flight or your exit, guys, you don't get to your destination. All right. And in contrast, sometimes you get off the ride too early and you still, you know, it's the wrong stop, you know. So you have to have a connection and you got to know, you know, how to reach each leg of your journey, because growth is all about journey and destination. I think we can all agree, you know, on that. And it's very little to do, you know, with money. Yeah, everybody wants the big bank account, you know, everybody wants that, you know, and it's all a part of the journey. It's going to come, but there are principles that you have to practice, but it has a lot to do with you and how you grow. Entrepreneurs, I mean, I'm going to give you guys the roadmap, and you've heard, you know, a large portion of it. Let me give you guys, you know, the roadmap on how you reach each leg, you know, of your journey. You know, growth has everything to do with being in a situation, guys, and recognizing how it benefits you through you benefiting it. and then applying action in that situation. Action, action, action. Not just talking about it, but applying action in that situation. That's a little bit more than, it's a lot more than lip service, all right? So you grow as you go. As you heard these young ladies, they grew as they moved forward, as they punched fear in the face. Your connections with people and things along your journey are very, very important. How do you connect? We connect by practicing the principles of whatever governs that thing that we desire. But here's the key. As entrepreneurs, we create our foundation that we prosper from. It's not traditional business. We have to create the foundation on our own. So we have to start from scratch. And as Gwen said, it starts with self. Entrepreneurs need to be resilient, instinctive, and patient. Just to name a few of the qualities, guys, there are many more qualities, but those three really stand out to me. You know, these qualities make it easy to practice the principles of whatever it is that you're doing or that you're wanting to do, right? The principles create that foundation. The entrepreneur actually builds on that foundation. I talk about it all the time on this show. I'm always talking about foundation and purpose. Why do we talk about it so much? Because you can't get, you know, where you got to go without a vehicle. You got to have a foundation. You got to have something to build on, all right? So no foundation, no stability. This is when the frustration sets in. This is what didn't happen, or a little bit may have happened, you know, to these two young ladies that you just heard talk, you know, but they were able to overcome it because when you don't have a foundation, no stability, you look to strengthen that foundation because that frustration will set in and you start playing the blame game, you know, and anything or anyone is to blame but you. As an entrepreneur, anyone is to blame but you, and you're an entrepreneur. Then it becomes they and them. And no names, just they and them is to blame for everything. But the real value is always on the inside. And what happens inwardly eventually manifests itself outwardly, right? But what protects us from what happens outwardly until we connect with our purpose inwardly? The common theme that you heard today, this morning, was connection, connecting with your purpose. What is it that resonates with you? What is it that moves you? What's your passion? How do we compensate? How do we compensate for all of that? Here's how I compensate for it, guys, and I'm going to give it to you exactly the way I believed it for quite some time and the way I practice it. So it's the only way I know to give it to you guys is what I've done is I create a mindset inside of a mindset. Create a mindset inside of a mindset. I call it my nucleus, all right, my mental nucleus. The mental nucleus is like, for me, the no-fly zone, the forbidden place, the clean room. You can't come in here, all right? You can call it whatever you want to call it, but that's how I see it, and that's how you should see it, all right? This is the place where only you are allowed to create and stimulate. All right, so we just added another layer to your mental, all right? This is the nucleus, all right? You still got the outer layer. The outer mindset buffers everything from the outside so you can sensor or upgrade it for the nucleus, right? So you walk everything in and out personally. This is your personal responsibility, is your mental nucleus, your mindset. Nobody's to blame there but you. So you walk everything in and out personally. No one can be there, all right? How do you know what fits for your nucleus? So the piece of the puzzle, the last piece that I really, you know, want to give you guys, you've got the qualities and all of that, but the discernment without judgment is really the piece of the puzzle that really, you know, governs what goes into your nucleus. Discernment without judgment. And discernment, guys, we talk about discernment all the time. Discernment is so, so very important, you know, not just in entrepreneurship, but in life, period. In every aspect of life, your discernment is key. And discernment only comes from God because our battles are spiritual long before they're ever mental or even physical. But we know that the spiritual is simply the battle between good and evil, which, you know, which principles of those battles will you choose? Because there's principles for both. And once you choose good, as we know you will, you have to stay away from, you know, those STDs. Yes, stay away from those STDs. I said it. Those spiritually transmitted diseases. We all go through them. We all see them every day. But sometimes, you know, we can't stay away from them. Who have you been hanging around? What have you been doing? Your spirit is sick. Recognize the symptoms. The symptoms are compromise, self-justification, even narcissism, criticism, paganism, all the isms, you know, gossip, judgment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I could go on and on and on, guys. But the mental aspect of that, guys, is what you decide to do once you choose a side. Once you discern through God's spirit, you don't judge, which allows you to purely process and apply the principles that govern your purpose and passion. And you can concentrate now because you're discerning, but you're not judging. I know it sounds a bit selfish, but it's actually the polar opposite, because the best help that you can give somebody comes judgment-free. You're not judging them because they're on their journey. So is it safe to say that purpose comes from the inside and it's proactive? You process, you assess. You don't see it right away, but you feel it, right? You feel it. You know it's there. It's already in the nucleus. You were created with it. It's there. We just need to learn how to protect it once you recognize and accept it. It becomes that unshakable itch that keeps you up at night. Guys, it wakes you up early in the morning. That's your purpose. That's your passion. That's your drive to achieve it. You know you should follow it. You know you should. You're for it, you know. You're pro, as they say. I'm pro this and I'm pro that. You're for it. You're pro, but you're not active. So you're not being proactive. So you take the pro and attack it to the procrastinator and become a procrastinator, which keeps you stagnant, keeps you motionless, and it puts you and keeps you in that place called lost. And that's where a lot of entrepreneurs get, and they die right there. They die. They just lay down and stop fighting. Guys, your purpose will always take up the most space in your being. But here's what happens. We get good at scooching by. Yeah, I know you've heard that word before, so don't be bougie. You know, we get good at scooching by. It's like a table that's too close to the wall, or chairs that are too close together. What we do, we scooch by. We need to get past. We're trying to get to that comfort zone. We'll get to the point where we don't even make eye contact with our purpose anymore. We just keep moving by it, and we've gotten good at anything that you repetitively do, you get good. So you get good at scooching by your purpose. It's sitting there like a big elephant in the room, but you act as if you don't see it. And then other people from the outside start telling you what they see and things of that nature, but you haven't accepted it yet. But the outside is reactive. The outside is reactive because it's seen first, right? Anything coming from the outside is reactive, which calls for a reaction. So we typically have a level of belief in what we see first, but the true belief happens when we feel it. Because we have a connection with things, the most strong connection with things that we actually feel. You can see it, but when we feel it, and when you put those two together, you don't let us see it and feel it. It's a done deal. It's solidified. It's in concrete. It's etched in stone. Guys, that's it. So as you know, it's amazing how, you know, God connects everything together, because you heard, you know, our two guests talk about connection, you know, and I believe that the entrepreneur's most valuable asset, you know, is self. Stability and a word that I made up is regrowability. Yeah, it's in my dictionary. You don't have to put it in yours, but stability and regrowability both depend on the entrepreneur's ability to practice the principles of a thing that they desire. The foundation is there for the entrepreneur to regrow. All of the principles governing that thing have to be adhered to. We tend to skip those principles and do the things that we want to do instead of the things that we should do, because practicing the principles means I'm going to have some pain. Practicing the principles means it's going to require something of me. So as an entrepreneur, it's not an easy road, ladies and gentlemen. It really isn't. But once you crack that nut and you know what and you figure out what's on the inside, then you're never really fully satisfied. I know Gwen still works a job. I know that she's at this stage in her life, she's psychologically unemployable. So when she sits at her desk, I know the feeling. When you sit at your desk, you just feel, you know that there's more. So you work even harder to unplug yourself from the matrix. So the entrepreneur's life, guys, is absolutely amazing. It's not an easy journey, but it is a journey that's well worth it. You know, what makes the entrepreneur tick? You know, there's a lot of good stuff on, you know, in there, guys, but what really makes them tick is what they do with self. As I said, the game didn't change, just the players. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I'm going to end this show. You know, on that note, I want to thank my guests, Ms. Sabrina Wright and Ms. Gwendolyn Bennett. Thank you, ladies, for actually taking time out of your busy schedules to be on The Grind this morning. Thank you for listening to this episode, you know, of The Grind, ladies and gentlemen, you know, entrepreneur's life and what makes them tick. I hope that something said this morning bridged some gaps for someone out there, you know, guys. And you know, definitely, you know, join us back here, you know, every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. on The Realest Show Ever. And remember, keep moving forward, because there's nothing worth seeing behind you. Have an amazing day, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Let's go!